AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A vote is expected later today in the House on a Republican proposal to make changes at the border. It includes new restrictions on asylum seekers and takes a much harder stand than the Biden administration policies. Florida Republican Laura Lee says,
"This legislation will increase the number of Border Patrol agents, strengthen current law to protect unaccompanied children, and bolster our border's infrastructure."
Texas Democrat Sylvia Garcia says, "This hurts. It doesn't help."
"This Republican-led bill eliminates several legal immigration pathways, essentially making fewer people eligible for legal status while making more people deportable."
The bill has virtually no chance of becoming law. Democrats have a narrow hold on the Senate. Coronavirus-related border restrictions run out tonight. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says New York Republican George Santos should go.
"The guy does not belong in a separate and co-equal branch of government at the highest level here in the United States of America. That is not an extreme position. That should be a mainstream position on the other side of the aisle, but apparently it is not."
Santos pleaded not guilty yesterday to charges alleging financial fraud at the heart of a political campaign built on dubious boasts about his personal wealth and business success. At a Senate hearing today, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley talked about what a government default would mean for the worldview of the U.S.
"China right now describes us in their open speeches, et cetera, as a declining power. Defaulting on the debt will only reinforce that thought and embolden China and increase risk to the United States."
Republicans in Congress want to include spending cuts in a bill to raise the nation's debt limit. On Wall Street, big swings so far today, big losses for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The other indexes are higher. This is AP News. Serbians have turned over thousands of unregistered weapons after two mass shootings.
Authorities have told citizens to give up unregistered weapons by June the 8th or face prison sentences in a month-long amnesty period designed to rid Serbia of excessive guns. Police also have received nearly 300,000 rounds of ammunition and about 470 explosive devices during the same period. The crackdown on guns comes after over a dozen people were killed in two mass shootings. A dozen more were injured, many of them children. One of the shootings took place in a school for the first time ever in Serbia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Peru's government will allow the extradition to the U.S. of Joran Vandersloot, the prime suspect in the unsolved 2005 disappearance of American student Natalie Holloway on the Dutch Caribbean island of Aruba, bringing her family hope there may be justice in the case. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.